राजनीति और ब्रह्म सूत्र ब्रह्म संहिता
about 100 verses in the Brahma Sanghita. And this was actually our 38th verse. So, description of Govinda, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the picture is here. The Govinda is not impersonal. And it is distinctly stated here that Alula Chandra Pranathas Brahmala Gunghi. The Lord is regarded with flower garland and he has got a fruit in his hand. And Pranathas Brahmala and he is engaged in transcendental casual life. So, this love reaches, in our experiences in this material world, man and woman. It is not unless it is in God also there. And the Brahma Sutra, Vedanta Sutra, in the beginning says, the we Brahma, the Supreme Person, are the Absolute Truth. Adhana Brahma Jidhyasa. Question is, what is that Absolute Truth? The answer is, Janmasasana. The Absolute Truth is there from whom everything emanates. Very simple definition. That is the fountain head of everything. The source of everything. Therefore, yes, in this material world, we see that the attraction for man and woman, woman's attraction for man, man's attraction for woman, is so prominent. Not only in human society, but in other than animal society, cat society, dog society, bird society, there is always the attraction. Man and woman, or male and female. What? The answer is in the Vedanta Sutra. And Mahatma says, because it is there in the Absolute Truth. Without being present, in the Absolute Truth, how it can be manifested in the relative. This world is called relative world. It is not absolute, relative. People, too, dwelling. We cannot understand a man without knowing a woman. We cannot understand us without understanding a son or a mother. But in the Absolute world, everything is one. So, this love between male and female, one here love, the three Vaishnava philosophers, because everyone, according to basic system, everyone has to follow the Vedanta Sutra. There are two sections of philosophers in India, approved, manufactured philosophers, mental speculators, but actually those who have counted value. There are two classes of philosophers, namely the impersonal and personal. The Vaishnava, they accept that the Absolute Truth is first. And the Maharaj philosophers, they say the absolute truth is personal. That is the defense. Otherwise, their process of other paraphernalia execution of understanding is almost the same. Now, our Vaishnava philosopher's argument is that how the absolute truth can be impersonal. Because, yes, in this world, in our experience, we see everything personal. Unless the personality, the individuality, or the individual attraction is there in absolute truth, how they can be represented there in the relative truth. So, apart from that argumental point of view, our presentation is that this conjugal love between man and woman is not unnatural. It is quite natural. Because it is in the absolute truth. As we find from Vedic description that the absolute truth personality of Godhead is engaged in conjugal loving happiness. But the same Radha Krishna love matter has permeated through matter, therefore it is Paramahansa's reflection. Here, in this material world, the so-called love is not actual love. It is lust. Here, the male and female are attracted not by love, but by lust. So, in the Krishna consciousness society, because we are trying to approach the absolute truth, the lust propensity has to be converted into pure love. That is the purpose. So, in India, it still amongst the strict followers of Vedic principles, this lust affair is adjusted, spiritual. What is that? That the boys and girls, they are not allowed pre-mixing before marriage. Especially both the boys. Here, one of our students, he was in India and he tried to talk with a young girl on the street and he was insulted. He was surprised because the practice is there that no young boy or young girl can talk with a personality different. Even after our young time, we have seen that without being married, no girl, no boy could mix them. So this love affair, this attraction, must be within control. The father, the parents of the girl, and the parents of the boy, they have no personal relation. And that selection was made very scientifically. Taking the horoscope of the girl, taking the horoscope of the boy, and calculating how this boy and girl will amalgamate, how their lives will be happy. So many things were considered, and when everything was settled, then the marriage is taken. That is the system of old Indian Vedic principle. And so far, Sri Ravi concerned, as we understand, that was allowed only very in high temple, the princely order. because the girl had educated and grown up, and she was given to select her husband, but not direct. We find in so many historical evidences from the Vedic literature that a girl used to express her desire that I want to marry his husband. And the father, this was among the Kshatriyas, the Princes, not the daughters. And the father would keep a challenge, a bait, and if somebody will come and become victorious, then the girl would be offered. That was in second case. Anyway, in this way, marriage, according to our Krishna principles, marriage is allowed because there is male, there is female, why this is not in man? But not illegal. So when I came in this country, in New York, the boys and girls were coming, and some of them offered me to become disciples. So I saw that most of the boys and girls they're keeping the boyfriend, girlfriend. So, I requested him that if you want to make progress in spiritual life, you have to refrain from four kinds of sinful activities. And these four kinds of sinful activities are illicit sex life. First. Second, non-vegetarian diet. Third, industry. Fourth, gun. Unless one is free from these four things for activity, one cannot make progress in spiritual life. Because God is pure. Pavitram paramam bhava. So, no entity or soul can approach him. This body is a sign of impurity because soul has no material body. So, anyone in this material world who has this material body is to be considered as sinful. But how to get out of this? To get out of this, there's everything dovetailing with spiritual life. Nirvanle Krishna Sambandha Yukta Vairagya Muccati. The example is just like milk. If you take too much milk, then there will be disorders in the body. You have to pass many foods. But when you approach a physician, of course I'm speaking of the Ayurvedic Indian physician, if one has got diarrhea, a loose bowel, then the physician prescribes curd or sugar with some medicine. Now this sugar or curd is also mixed with milk. So the man who has got a disease by drinking milk is also cured by the same milk, different under the direction of the physician. And nobody can argue, the patient cannot argue to the physician that I have become diseased by drinking milk and you are prescribing another different of the milk. Yes, because it is treated. Similarly, this lack propensity between man and woman, if it is properly treated, then it can turn into love of God. So, I am a sannyasi, I have renounced my family life, I want my children, my grandchildren, my wife is still living, but I am separated from them. This is called Kanda. Why I am getting interested in this life of my students? Because I want to see them openly progress towards spiritual life. Therefore, although it is not the business of a sannyasi to take part in marriage ceremony, in this country, just to save my students, both boys and girls, from sinful activities, I am personally taking interest that they may become good gentlemen and ladies by marriage. So I am very happy that those boys and girls who have a need and they are now married and getting children and they are feeling very happy. There are many of them are present in this meeting. From their face, from their activities, it appears that they are very happy. So, in this Krishna Consciousness Society, we have got this program that if some boy or girl wants to get married, I help. So this marriage ceremony is today arranged on that field. But the present bride and bridegroom must know it certainly that this marriage is not for sensual. This marriage is for purification of life. So there is no question of divorce. There is no question of separation. So don't get into marriage life if you have got such propensity. Our first principle is to become Krishna conscious. And other things, secondary. If you can produce nice children, Krishna conscious children, it will do a greatest service to the human society. Because the human society is producing children like cats and dogs, the whole human society is in trouble. How can expect peace and prosperity in the society of cats and dogs? Therefore, there is necessity to produce children of Krishna consciousness, to train them from the very beginning. You will be all glad to know that some of our students, very small boys in San Francisco, they are being trained and they are making wonderful progress. So, there is no fault of the city boys and girls. They have not been trained, not only here, every part of the world. The educational system is not very satisfactory. From the very beginning of their life, they are allowed to mix freely. And they are allowed to enjoy sex life on the system. This is neither good for their health nor for education. So, therefore, we are getting now the result of education, colleges and cities. So, people, those who are guardians of the society, should take serious note of it and make life very regulated. What is the necessity? Of his life is because we have got this material body, we must eat, we must sleep, we must defend, and we must mess. These are the demands of his body. But they should be so regulated in Krishna consciousness that it is not the disturbing element, but it can make progress as a father for spiritual realization of Krishna consciousness. Therefore, not only the new bride and bridegroom. I request every one of my students to attend that the aim of man's life is to produce nicest. Krishna Bhagavan says that is the first service to the human society. Produce nicest. Don't produce death and dumb. That is my otherwise don't produce. Remember. Separate means there is no separation. But don't produce it. That's my interest. Putrate, pitana kasta, janani kasta. Bhagavad says, one should not become a father, one should not become a mother, unless they are able to protect the children from the imminent danger of death. What is that? A cycle of birth and death. If you can train your children to Krishna consciousness, then your child will go back to Godhead in this life. That should be as children try to go back to Godhead in this life. Similarly, you shall take charge of your children that he shall also go in this life back to God. The mother's and father's duty should be that this child is born out of my womb, and it is the last phase of his life to come into the womb of any animal of man. No more material. That should be the responsibility of father. That is the direction of father. So, my dear children, boys and girls, I request you that live happily. There is no restriction. We don't restrict eating, sleeping, or making, or descending. But be in relationship with Krishna. Your life, and be happy in this life and next life. Thank you very much. Now, come.